13 now. Higher Man, Don't Save Me. Now, Trevor Sylvester is... sorry, I was just doing a...
You went into Tweety, didn't you?
Yeah, I did went into Tweety Pie then, Trevor.
none taken.
No, not meant. All right, yeah. I think we might have listened before. He's a qualified cognitive hypnotherapist and couples coach with over 20 years' experience. Trevor here runs a hypnotherapy clinic in London's Harley Street. Trevor's also worked for websites Friends Reunited and swoon.co.uk as a relationship expert. So in 2011, Trevor was asked by the charity Kids Company to work with staff and children as their in-house cognitive hypnotherapist. He's the author now of Love Birds, How to Live with the One You Love. It's a new book about love types and how to get the most from your relationship. Give him a round of applause, then. Yeah, I mean, where were you? Where were you? Come on. The upshot is that we're all types of birds. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, isn't it?
Kind of. I needed a way to talk about a serious subject in a lighthearted way so people would actually read it. And I came up with the idea of differentiating people into 8 different kind of types and name them after birds in a way that's probably going to really upset people who like birds.
Well, or millet. So let's talk about personality types. You liken them to birds. So we've got peacocks, and then there's robins and doves and swifts and nightingales and owls and swans and kingfishers. How do you know what types attract each other or what types detract each other, if you like?
Well, there's a funny kind of thing that goes on, because when people are first attracted to other people, it's largely a chemical process. You know, sexual attraction isn't a conscious choice. There's loads of people you should fall in love with that you never do, and loads of people you fall in love with which turn out to be a mistake. So there's this unconscious attraction that goes on.
That's lust, though, isn't it?
Yeah. In the early stage of a relationship, you know, they've likened the first 18 months of being in love to obsessive compulsive disorder, because the behaviours are more or less identical. So there's that stage, so you're often attracted. But then there's the fact that we're actually more comfortable with people who are similar to us. We like people who are like us. So there is this argument going on between various factors of us.
Where do we like similars or do we like opposites?
Yeah, so in the early stages, you're overwhelmed by the attraction, and then you wake up about 18 months later thinking, how on earth did I decide to live with this person?
But I think it's interesting, because in the book, you talk about the Myers-Briggs way of looking at personality types, which, of course, is often used if you apply for a job.
Yeah.
That they'll look through your job application as to what kind of personality type you are, almost from a subconscious perspective, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
So presumably, you're helping us in this book to find out what we're really like, even though we might not be aware of it.
Absolutely.
So it's our preferences, yeah?
It's about our preferences. You know, when we see somebody doing something that isn't the way we would do it, we tend to think that they're doing it wrong. Where actually they have a good reason for doing it their way. And that's often what the basis of rows in relationships are about. I find when people come to see me, it's not about the fact they don't love each other anymore. That's a no-brainer. They'll split. It's about people wanting to stay together because they love each other. They just can't seem to get along. And when you understand these preferences, for example, in the 8 types, I split them into 2 tribes, ground birds and sky birds, which is based around a Myers-Briggs type of big picture people.
Extrovert and introvert.
Well, actually, big picture in detail. Okay. So the big picture people, they like ideas and they don't like detail. They will keep away from rules as much as they can. Then you have the ground birds, and they love rules. So, for example, I'm a sky bird. I hate rules. My wife is a ground bird. She has them. And I found over time it's just easier to surrender and go along with the way she sees the world. That's my expert advice.
Many men may have realised that already. But all the combinations can work.
Absolutely, they can all work. Some will take more effort than others. Some are a bit of a karmic challenge.
So can I just ask you, as we round off, to just very quickly, because it'd be great fun for people listening to figure out which type they are. Mm. So if you can very quickly, if I go peacocks, and if you could give us like one sentence as to what peacocks, is this possible, are supposed to be like?
If I can do 2 sentences, probably.
Yeah, all right, 2 sentences, we'll take that. We've got time. All right, personality types are peacocks, so?
Right, so peacocks, they like rules, and they tend to go into the detail of things. You don't get the Reader's Digest version with anything with them. They're attracted to what they see, so your appearance is very important. Often they take your appearance to be a critique of them, so they'll always be looking at you before you go out on a date to make sure you're not going to let them down.
Okay, robins.
Robins, sound is very important to them. They are the kind of people who need to talk. They are, again, detail-oriented people, and they will have rules for the way the world works, and they'll want you to follow them.
Doves?
Doves are feely birds. They love to be in touch with you. They will know they're loved very often by the things you do for them. So comfort is very important. They're kind of on a mission to find the perfect comfort in everything, whether it's the best cup of coffee, the nicest mattress, all that kind of thing.
Okay. The next one is swifts.
Swifts, again, are sight birds. So appearance is very important. The difference between those and peacocks is that they are sky birds. And so they don't like detail. They like big picture. They like playing with ideas. They get bored very, very quickly if they're made to do anything mundane.
What about nightingales?
Nightingales are like robins, only again, they are big picture birds. So again, don't engage them in anything that's going to be repetitive or expect them to care about your rules because they won't even notice that they're there.
Owls?
Owls. That's my type. They spend a lot of time in their head. They can have great conversations with nobody present. My wife actually clicks her fingers before she starts a conversation with me to make sure I'm there. And again, they do not like detail, rules will bore them, that kind of thing.
Swans, I think I can probably guess what swans are like. They're a bit proud, private.
Absolutely, and very feely. They're a detail-oriented person. They like the rules as well. But contact is very important for them. You'll know that you're loved by them because they will be making your life comfortable. They love to hold hands. They can give you the cold shoulder if they're unhappy. You'll know if you're in their bad books.
Yeah, and they go like that when they're upset.
You met my wife.
See what you did. And finally, kingfishers.
And kingfishers are the ground bird variation of owl. So again, they spend a lot of time in their head. They're a bit nervous of emotion, often because of previous experiences they've had. So they're not one for watching a chick flick. They'll go make a cup of tea when it gets to the teary bit. And they can seem a little bit distant and aloof till you get to know them.
Lovebirds by Trevor Sylvester is out now in paperback and as an e-book. It's Trevor Sylvester. Lovebirds, everybody. Thank you very much, Trevor.
Thank you.
Trevor Sylvester.
When I think about those dogs.